Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Stephanie, would you call us to order?
William Gingold.
Here.
David Happ.
Here.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell. Gil Kennedy.
Here.
Deb Roush.
Here.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as presented. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Item 4, citizen input, public participation.
Is there, could we have the people introduce themselves at least and who the agencies are?
And they could probably fit around the table if they wanted to.
That'd be kind of nice.
Are you all in the mood to join us at the table? Yay, thank you. What's that? No, we don't have a reason. No reward. You have donuts?
Okay. Am I on? I am. Hi, I'm Lisa Benson from the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. We debated on whether we should make a little announcement, but we will. We did submit a response to the ISC NOFO, so the Regional Planning Commission did respond to that. There is some, not lobbying, but advocacy going on right now to actually try to stop that. I doubt that that happens, but we did want to acknowledge the developmental disabilities group, Lynn's group, for doing a letter of support not only for the application but also for trying to slow down the process. I think you may have signed on to that. And then also Developmental Services Center providing a letter of support, and we did receive other letters of support throughout throughout the community. So we feel like we have a good application. It's a daunting process right now with the ISCs, but we wanted to acknowledge that and let you know that we did formally submit our application.
Thank you, Lisa. Any other?
What do you think about introductions?
Oh, introductions. I'm sorry. I haven't had my second cup yet. Okay. Would you like to start at that end? I have no particular comments today, so we'll just move on to item 6, which is the approval of CCDDB board meeting minutes, which are on pages 3 to 6. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Board meeting minutes are approved as presented. Okay, under new business item A, changes to the online application and reporting system begin on pages 7 through 27. A briefing memorandum and examples of changes to the online application reporting system are included for information only. And I welcome, if anybody has comments. Lynn, did you want to make a comment about that?
This doesn't require board approval, and it's also an area of our work that I think we're open to suggestions all the time on how to improve it. The online system hasn't been updated hasn't received a major upgrade since we got it 9 years ago, just small enhancements here and there. So it remains not the easiest to read, and it's a little bit glitchy. Like, if they're working on an enhancement, then apparently some of the sections that are supposed to be available to agency users don't work quite the way we expect. So some of those things we will not be able to fix. It's not a $200,000 application system, but we can tweak the language. So we tried to, this was kind of fun because I had a stack of post-it notes from agency users and board members and then our own observations for a while, that little things that people had asked about, like contradictions across forms. I was able to resolve some and bring things more up to date. We are making some changes in the process too. Like one of the peskier process items is that we have forever required a postmarked signed original copy of a cover sheet to be in our office with a postmark by 4:30 on the date of deadline. But when people are submitting things online, they are stamped, they are time stamped and they're signed because there are unique agency users, so you know who did the work. So it was redundant. It was also tripping a lot of people up. So we've removed that. The forms that are included in the packet here are not all. The first one is a description of the changes to a form. It's just a Word document where I was tracking the changes, so you can see they're kind of minor, but they were important to the users. And then the next is a printout of what this looks like on the online system and approximately how much room people have to write. Then that's the eligibility questionnaire. We actually did find some things in there that were important to us, where this is a good instrument for agencies to use before they even apply for funding to figure out if there's anything they're going to need to do differently in order to be eligible for funding, and includes something as simple as having a board member who lives in Champaign County. That's a requirement, and not all organizations have that. And then after that, the next one on page 19 is also a Word document that captures the changes that we made to the interagency cooperation agreement. I had gotten some agency feedback last year on that one, that someone said, I don't even feel comfortable signing this the way it's written, so had to do that. Then the next form, which starts on 21, is not the online version of that, but rather the narrative form from the application itself. This is where in the past we've had maybe four really large text areas for agencies to answer a whole bunch of questions within a narrative format, and then we sort of go on a treasure hunt to see if what we're looking for is there. And I thought maybe we would just incorporate some of the work that the Mental Health Board had purchased from the U of I researchers on outcomes, so that we're asking very specific questions about outcomes and time frames and percentages. So the outcome detail is embedded now in this instead of sitting as a separate set of instructions and format. We have not had a real live agency test it, so I might find it's not easier, but I do think that it's more straightforward. So this is always, you know, something we can get back to if we get really bad feedback and change it again for next year. So anyway, I also thought it was important to put it in your board packet so that it's available to the public, because it's online on the website as part of the board packet, so people can look and see what an application actually looks like.
So. Okay, thank you, Lynn. Is there any board discussion as far as direction? Any board members might have an issue to bring up, a concern, an idea? Okay, moving on. Item C, successes and other agency information.
Hi there, I'm Patty Walters at DSC. I just wanted to follow up on last month's drama and let everybody know that the voting that happened for the election, that we had a total of 10 people that voted in the election, and I believe two of those are people that are funded under CCDDB funding. You know, several were already registered and a few, there were a few first timers. But since that kind of all unraveled that day, I thought it would be good for you to just know that there are a lot of people that are very proud of casting their votes and it resolving very nicely. So just wanted to share that this morning.
Neither one of the boards has ever gotten the official news from DSC, the big news. I know there's more news since, but yeah.
Do I know what you're talking about?
Personnel change, yeah.
Dale has announced his transition plan, and the search and the interview process is happening now. For his replacement. So he's got a really nice, thorough plan that will allow for a good transition for the new CEO. And that's a lot of, 40 years of historical knowledge that's going to be leaving the organization. And we're kind of trying to get everything out of his head and on paper before he goes. So that sounds primitive. Maybe we're trying to get it on the computer. But
his date of retirement.
How would you answer that? He's got about a 9-month transition plan, so next August, and then he's going to do some part-time work for a few months for special projects and stuff, kind of to be yet to be identified by the new CEO. So, yeah. That's.
Thank you.
I'm sorry he wasn't here to say that himself. So.
It was probably in his mind to mention it at the last meeting, but the significant happenings
yes.
that the clerk's office took over. So.
It did, yeah. He was on his way to Springfield at the same time. And I will say, back to that, that Gordy Holton was unbelievably supportive and did a really nice job of redirecting some of the comments and squelching that, people with disabilities are not capable of voting, because they absolutely are. So, I mean, it was really, there were a lot of people involved in the support of kind of watching that happen the way it should, and minimize the rumors and the nastiness about it. So he really did a nice job. Talked to him on the phone a couple of times. He did something on the circuit clerk's page, and also directly on the comments. So it was nice to have that support. And he was actually present that morning in the location that the first couple of people were at when they were voting. So he knew, which was really nice and made that investigation a little bit easier. So, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to item 8, old business. The first agenda item is allocation priorities, which are presented on pages 28 through 37. There's a decision memorandum with proposed allocation priorities and decision support criteria for program year 2020. And this is an action item.
And this does have.
We did leave some highlights in this document so that you can see changes from the first version that you looked at. And they're also described a little bit. That will all come out in the version that once you've approved a version, we'll post it without any kind of edit marks and an approval date.
All cleaned up, right? Okay. Is there a motion?
I so move.
Second? Is there some second?
Bill, could you read the motion, please, on page 37?
I'm sorry?
Could you read the motion on page 37, please?
Page 37.
Yeah.
I move to approve the board's program for year 2020. Allocation priorities and decision support criteria as described in the attachment.
Second.
Discussion? Yes, Pius?
Are there two copies of it? Because I'm looking at page 38. It looks like that's the same as.
No, that's the mental health.
Ah.
For our information only.
Thank you only. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay.
CCDDB program year 2020 allocation priorities and decision support criteria document is approved as presented.
And then, as Pius pointed out, the next one is the mental health board.
And this is not an approved set of priorities yet. This is the draft that they will be seeing tonight.
Okay, next on the agenda is the draft three-year plan with FY 2019 objectives. That starts on page 49 and goes through page 57. And I'd like to... that's actually on page 60. Okay. Where's that page? I'm looking for the motion. What page
are we on?
49. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the attached final draft of the CCDDB three-year plan for fiscal years 2019 to 2021 with objectives for fiscal year 2019. Is there discussion?
There might be some adjustments that need to be made because the mental health board is mentioned as in some portions of it as the entity for the contracts.
Oh, you're.
Am I at the wrong place again?
No, you are. That's the mental health board document.
Okay, I'm on.
Yeah, no, you're on.
49,
right,
okay. Sorry, thank you.
That's all right. But I
actually really appreciate the diligence around that detail because it is hard sometimes to catch all those mistakes. We're working on documents at the same time, and those are not mistakes we should make, but I do.
It's easy, too, when with the intergovernmental agreement, and sometimes the document requires both. Sometimes, yes.
I appreciate eyes on that.
Any other discussion, comments? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The, I want to make sure.
We got a lot of feedback from some people in this room. I really appreciated that. We didn't have to wait very long for it either. It was nice. So thank you for the help.
Okay, the final draft of the CCDDB three-year plan for fiscal years 2019 to 2021 with objectives for fiscal year 2019 is approved as presented. Okay, this is the tricky one, right. Okay, this book was finalized. Our packet was finalized last week, and since then, Lynn and Chris have been working on some revisions, further revisions of the CCDDB funding guidelines and audit policy, which are presented in the book on pages 58 to 77. However, just prior to the meeting, there was another revision. The revisions are highlighted for our purposes in green. And so I'm going to make a motion to approve the distributed revised Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board requirements and guidelines for allocation of funds referred to as funding guidelines. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Yeah, I'd like for Lynn to walk through those changes for us.
And this is where Bill already pointed out a couple more of those that where we have MHB and it should be DDB, so I'll fix those. They are on page 13 and 15. So there's also a spelling error that's not, I think that isn't in green highlight, maybe it is. It says completion where it should say compilation. But the changes that we were trying to incorporate before we found the spelling errors were on page 13, and instead of records relevant to financial and program aspects of contracts must be readily accessible for review, we just dropped for review. That was to eliminate any potential confusion that this applies to a review or an audit or a compilation. Then on page 14, one of the CPAs who was helping us to work through these changes suggested we add under 1A that we identify significant or material weaknesses in internal control. She also suggested on section 2 that we add the word independent to independent financial review. I think that's just to make it parallel with independent audit. And the final change is on page 15. So the following supplementary financial information shall be completed by an independent CPA firm. And so the role of the independent CPA firm is mentioned earlier in the section, but we thought it was important to put it in the supplementary information section as well, just to be very clear. So those are the changes incorporated in this revision.
Does anybody have any follow-up questions or comments specifically for Lynn about this document or Chris?
I thought we were going to have a raffle for identifying the misspelled word.
We can still, because there are
seven
more.
Okay.
I want to thank the whole team for working on this, and especially Chris. This was one of the, you know, like I'm calling him like the house is on fire and saying, I got another question, until even last night. These guidelines have not been revised since 2009, so it was clearly time, and it was time for all hands on deck, and people really did help a lot with this, and especially Chris.
You stole my thunder because I wanted to thank the team. Because I know a lot of work has gone into updating all of these documents for me, making them more current, making them more relevant, and hopefully streamlining some things for our providers as well. So thank you all. Anybody else? Comments? Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The revised distributed version of the Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board requirements and guidelines for allocation of funds, referred to as funding guidelines, is approved as presented.
As distributed?
As the, right.
Yeah. Okay.
As the distributed version.
Okay.
Moving on to item E, FY 2018 service data chart is presented in our packets on page 78. You'll notice we have a revised version of that particular service data chart here, too. Is there a comment or an explanation for that? I know Kim worked on that a long time, and she's still here. You weren't going to leave, but we're moving so quickly.
The changes on the version that was distributed this morning include two very broad categories, which include other adult activities or other children's activities. So the original chart in the packet only included service activities that were 8% or greater of the total hours, but this one includes everything, although not listed by individual activity. Those are all lumped together. Anything that was less than 8% was lumped into other adult or other children's activities, except for the 2% client data, which was just any new closed or discharged or continuing client activity that was put into the online system.
Deb? Yeah. Question about the chart. It doesn't equal 100%.
Well, that's this one on the
side. Oh, that's
that
why.
One does.
Okay, thank you. I didn't get that.
I'll bring you these. You need these.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's what happens when you move me around.
The agency users and Kim have put together a huge amount of data, and we could ask other questions of it. It's just some of the questions take a long time to answer with a nice, readable document. And some of the sorts take a long time because, again, we're not spending, you know, premium on the system. So it's still a little bit like managing Excel spreadsheets. But you do it. So
we have how many? 24 different service categories, each of which accounts for less than 8% of time.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
I want to make sure I got that right. Okay. For adults and then 3% for children.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the other categories are inclusive of adults and children. So, like, the reporting planning time, the 8% for that can be children's reporting planning time and adults.
Yeah. And it can also be with a person or on their behalf.
Okay, moving on to item F. Meeting schedules are on pages 79 through 82. And we do have a December 19th meeting, is it, scheduled for 7:30 a.m. in the Dimmitt Conference Room. But that may change.
Well, at this point, the items that you've approved today are the things that are important for us to move into the next allocation cycle. So for us, the main business of 2018 is completed today. So you could cancel the meeting. The Mental Health Board may very well be in the same position, and if they are, I think there's a will to have a study session that, so it would be on 5:30 that day. And that could be a joint study session because the topic that I'm really interested in bringing is there are 8 early childhood service providers in this community who are, they're doing a presentation on their work. They've been collaborating. There's funding from a lot of different sources. And at this point, they're saying that they could serve all the children in this county. So that's a huge accomplishment. And I think the coordination part is the hard part that's left. But to hear from them about what they're doing and the instruments that they use together and how they, there are a few different ways that they collaborate, I think might feel really nice right before the holidays. So anyway, so it's just a possibility if each board is finished with the action items that we need to move forward.
Do we need to decide right now if we want to do that?
No, but
we could. We could.
Why don't we decide now?
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Does anybody have, David, Gail, do you have any concerns one way or the other, or
just a regret? I know I won't be able to attend that meeting, and that information on early childhood services would be really interesting to me. But the meetings are taped, and right, so I could catch up on that at another time.
And sometimes, if CU Able are here, they're doing a video of the meeting, which they live stream, so that people who can't attend the meetings can ask questions during the meeting. So my hope is that they'll be available to do that, and Kim is arranging for a sign language interpreter to be with us as well. Oh, no, that's for November 28th. Oh, so maybe I am arranging.
I reached out to her, but I have not.
Well, we haven't made plans yet, but right, okay. Ooh, sorry.
I'm confused now.
There's a study session also on November 28th.
That one she's got this. But anyway, hopefully we can get.
But it's nice when they are able to do that live stream because then it's on their Facebook page later. And while video is available in this room, we don't purchase it. We're just doing the audio. So you can listen to it on the website, and then if they do a live stream, you can look at it anytime.
So just for the record, then, are we as a group deciding we'll forego our December 19th, 7:30 in the morning meeting? In favor of the study session for anybody who can attend.
I would support that.
Yes, I would too. Okay. Thank you.
What a deal.
Okay, item G, acronyms, pages 83 to 90. As always, they're included there for our information. Item 9, the CCMHB is meeting tonight at 5:30. Is there any other news or anything to discuss about CCMHB action?
No.
Item 10, Lynn, do you have a report for us today?
I was thinking about mentioning this, about the CCMHP in the last item, but I think I'll mention it now in this item. It's possible there are three mental health board members who are up for reappointment, which would start January 1st. So this might be the last meeting of this of the current group of mental health board members, and then they have a study session with you on November 28th, and we're going to be in the back in the John Dimmitt room for that. So I assume that the members would be here then. We don't know what's going to happen with the elections are so recent that and a whole bunch of new elected officials are coming in, lots of new county board members too, and so I think people have a lot on their plate right now. So the appointments to the mental health board might not be, you know, the main topic. So I don't know if we'll know until the end of the year. So anyway, do you know?
I know mostly nothing, but I believe that board members can continue to serve until they're replaced. And speaking of this board, I will not be on this board next month. Presumably somebody else will be. I'm a lame duck.
Would you come to our study sessions?
Probably not.
All right. So I think, you know, most of what I've been working on last month is in the packet. So I don't really have a lot to add to that. We had a nice meeting at Parkland yesterday about potential collaborations. I'm not ready to... We haven't had an opportunity to talk since then, to talk to you about what we might like to do with that. I have a meeting after this with that regional executive committee, which is a group of, it's a whole group from Vermilion and Champaign who all have similar responsibility to do 3-year plans and needs assessments, and we are talking about just doing one under, you know, so it's one health plan, and I'm assured that it will include the considerations of people with DD, but, you know, we haven't made a commitment yet, so I'm, again, not ready to give you a formal, like a briefing memo or decision memo on joining that. So it's like a lot of little stuff going on that's potentially really important that maybe the next time we meet I'll have something to share about, but that's it.
Okay, board announcements. There's nothing in particular. Oh, Stephanie, I'm sorry. I circled this by mistake. I skipped staff consultant reports. Reports from Kim Bowdry, Stephanie Howard Gallo, Chandra Somerville, and Barb Bresner are all included in the packet. Does anybody want to speak to their report?
I was just going to mention that we had the second case management learning opportunity on November 1st. Mark helped me arrange for presenters from 2-on-1, and they did more of role playing, and it was really great. The case managers and attendees really appreciated seeing the role that 2-on-1 operators take when someone calls in crisis or in need of assistance. And so a lot of people in the room weren't familiar with 2-on-1. They weren't familiar with the level of support that 2-on-1 actually provides. And if anybody doesn't know what 2-on-1 is, it is a local it's not only local, it's almost statewide. But it's if you call 2-on-1 and you are in need of support or a resource, they can link you up with an agency or a service that can be provided. So we have a partnership with United Way for 2-on-1 in this area. And so there's volunteer operators that answer the phone calls, and so they role-played some phone calls that they receive for case managers to see kind of how it works out. So they do have an online access, but it's not really that great because you are just clicking around. So for people in need of, I need to find support to help pay my power bill, making that phone call, and they can link you up with, the LIHEAP office, and then they have a little bit of a back and forth conversation, and then they learn that you also qualify to go to the food pantry, and you might qualify for Head Start, and so it was really interesting to see the levels of, the support they provide for people.
How does it work, like, for example, for somebody who's having a mental health crisis but maybe not at the point where you'd call 911? I mean, those thresholds are kind of interesting to me.
That was actually their final role-playing example was somebody that was threatening suicide. And so in that case, they try to first determine if the person is safe. They, they have a conversation with them. Do you have anything that you can harm yourself with? They try to get the person to leave the item that they can harm themselves with. They basically try to do a warm handoff with the crisis line, but they would stay on the phone. And they are trained in...
Yeah, they're trained in the national protocol for suicide.
Yeah. There's... So...
211 is a national project of the United Nations.
What about a person with a developmental disability, for example, or a person with a mental health problem where they're just really looking for resources? Do they have a role there? Does 211 have a role?
It's like you were at the training. Another one of their role plays was an actual person that they had worked with over the years that had a mental health diagnosis, and they just – basically he called because he was kind of having a bad day. And so in the role play, they just, talk to him, what's going on, what can you do to take your mind off of your dad going on vacation? So in that situation, they didn't provide him with any resource. They just provided him with a listening ear.
Do they have the capability to link people to resources?
Do you mean like a warm handoff, or no. Do they give referrals?
Okay.
Yeah, they.
So they would have a potential list of mental health providers or
DD
providers in the community, and they could refer for
as
people
long
who just don't know
as
where to.
As the providers locally have shared correct contact information with 211, they said twice a year they make phone calls to people in their resource list. But if there's a new resource and they don't know about them, then they don't know about them. So if there's new resources, it's great to contact 211 to get your information on the resource list to be shared with them and to make sure that the updates are happening annually. Oh, yeah. The next one is December 6th, and that is going to be Joel Sanders from the Urbana Police Department. It is going to be... rules and regulations that law enforcement are required to follow in times of crisis, so that maybe there's a little bit of kind of understanding between law enforcement and case managers during times of crisis for people with IDD and mental health needs. So that, because I know as a case manager in the past, I've thought, well, why don't they just do this? And there's a reason that, I didn't know about. And so kind of a understanding for both sides.
Where is that one?
That one is also at the Champaign Public Library. Registration and pastries will be from 9 to 9:30, and training will start at 9:30. And it's scheduled to go until 12:30.
Okay. Thanks, Kim. Board announcements. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy the holiday. Anything else? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.